overall, feels good to be back. We have a lot of explaining to do. So we always say we're going to be more consistent, and I feel like that jinxes it. So I'm no longer going to say that. I'm not promising y'all shit.
We're just going to be moving forward.
Moving forward. Because we also do have to do the giveaway that you have a crafty, a boot
call
camp.
Jess. Call Jess right now.
You should call Jess live on the phone right now. And we also do the giveaway with Jordy.
Yes.
So somebody's going to get a 30-day free membership for personal training. Perfect for the summer. So stay tuned to the end and find out if you won. So yeah, let's introduce our special guest for today. Hot. He's on fire right now. And if you don't know who we're talking about Alberto Escobedo, also known as Birdo. Thank you, Birdo, for coming by. We're just gonna skate past the Crafty by Jess jinx, where we had to re-record this for a second time. But
we don't need to say that again.
But you know what?
You guys already know.
It worked out in our favor. If you guys don't know, if you guys don't follow Birdo, Birdo's been on fire lately. He's been crushing it with social media. Everything has going on. Just a busy, busy guy. So yeah, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for coming. Thank you for blessing us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
If you guys hear like people getting beat up in the background, there's a wrestling gym next to my studio. So. Still pay no mind. But yeah, so today's topic, I think we're just gonna go over social media and just how to conquer that. And Birdo, you're the expert here, you know, more than all of us. You're on top of the trends, you're crushing it.
I wouldn't say just social media though. I feel like Birdo does everything.
Low key.
Yeah.
It's like you have a ton of projects that we're gonna touch bases on a little bit later. But first off, we just wanna get to know how you got involved in all this stuff. How'd you get involved with like photography, videography, or what would you say is your strong suit? But like, what started it off? What was like the tipping point of like, yo, this is what I want to do?
You know what? Growing up, my family always had cameras. So when I was younger, I would always steal my aunt's cameras, and you just always saw me at family parties like snapping pics. And it wasn't until I got my own like point of shoot when I was in high school that like everyone knew me for like always having my camera.
And you still have that. Literally.
Is it the same camera?
No, it's not. I wish I had the same camera, but
the funny thing is, we went to Bell's this past weekend. We had a really good time, and I think it was yesterday or the day before, Barry was like they just do the content, like you show up and you just shoot the content. And if you see Birdo, and if you're ever out with Birdo, he literally has his camera in his hand.
It's a whole orchestrated thing, and it's like, to me,
it's a production.
That's the first time I've seen it happen, like, you know, influencers in the wild and that kind of stuff I joke about. But it's really a thing. Like, you have these things planned out, or I don't know if you're just like on top of it with like, yo, this is a trending thing, we should hop on. Like, yo, we have the opportunity to do this here, let's recreate it.
TikTok's on the spot. It's like, there's no reason to not have any.
Like, you're buying me by TikTok. I mean, if you guys go watch the TikTok we did that weekend, I had Arlene over here. But honestly, I don't fully understand TikTok. Like, I understand TikTok, but it's just like, it's always crazy. That's always like the dumbest videos are the ones that get the most views.
Yeah.
Like, I put out so much good content out on like my Instagram, and I put it on my TikTok.
Yeah.
I feel like it doesn't even like reciprocate, like the same, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like I had one TikTok that was like the dumbest thing ever. I went out with like Brianna, Yvette, and they were taking photos in the rain, and I literally just took a video of them. I was like influencer in the wild. And dude, it got like almost like 200,000 views, and people were just commenting like shit, like, oh, they look stupid.
That's engagement.
And it's engagement, you know? So I'm just like, it's always like the dumbest ones. I'm like, seriously? I'm like, I posted a fucking bomb ass fucking video over here, but it's always the stupidest ones that like do good.
So the thing that I noticed is that I used to like really, I guess, romanticize the video and the process, like the slow-mo, the B-roll, like the sexiness. Like, before all this stuff, Arlene and I had like a travel YouTube channel where we did like recaps of where we went to, whether it's Cuba, Colombia, whatever. And I shot it off a GoPro, and I was so into the editing process, and all people cared about was the quick like seconds of whatever it is. And that's what TikTok is. So instead of overthinking about the process, the quality, all that kind of stuff, just post that shit. Five seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever it is. One of those is bound to stick.
Of course.
And it's about consistency. And the more you do it, the more you'll find what people are interested in.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the biggest takeaway I've taken with TikTok, or social media in general, at least.
But I do agree with you, though. It's like, that's why I find it so hard, because I went to school for film and television. So like, I learned like, you know, everything of like pre-production up to freaking like post-production. So it's just like spending time on a video and making sure it's like good quality and good content for people, and like it not like being, you know, like,
it sucks. You'll spend hours on editing a video, and then you realize that when you did it on your iPhone off CapCut does the best. Like,
literally,
it's kind of hurtful, but that's just kind of what it is. So what would you say started first, photo or video?
Photo. So like I said, I had my point and shoot, and then I was in student government, and my position was like publicity affairs, and I had to take photos at all the events. So my dad bought me my first like DSLR.
Sick.
It was like a Nikon, and I kind of just like took that everywhere. So photography was like my first thing. Like it was after I graduated when I had a family friend ask me to do their Christmas photos.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh yeah, sure. Like I'll charge you like $40. And then they told their friend and then their friend. So that's when I started my photography page.
What gave you the confidence to just say yeah to that project? Because I think a lot of people would be like, I don't know.
You know what? I knew the family. It was like my high school friend. So I was like, ah, fuck it. Like,
nothing to lose. I feel like you're also a confident person, though. I feel like when you meet Berto, it like exudes confidence. It exudes like, I don't know. Like,
panicking inside, though.
Confident? No, I think like you're confident, you're vibrant, and like your personality definitely stands out. And you like, I don't know, you put out like good vibes. Like when
I love that because there's so many times that I had projects that I'm like, oh, these are the worst photos ever. Like I could have done better. And literally when the client texts me, I love them. I was like, shit, like relief, you know? It's like,
so that's another thing I think to take away is like, if you're going to get into this creative field, I think being personable helps a lot, especially if you're trying to take on projects with other people and clients, stuff like that. Being personable and being creative, I think should go hand in hand. Did you have like a specific thing? Like some people shoot landscapes, some people shoot food, some people shoot cars. Like, did you have a thing or a niche that you were into or interested in?
Portraits. I definitely loved portraits. Whenever like me and my friends would always go to LA or whatever, and like I'd be like, all right, took my camera and just snap pics of everyone. I feel like that's my stronger suit. Landscape is kind of like, but yeah, definitely portraits, I would say.
So it was just kind of a hobby to start, right?
And for sure, yeah. It was a hobby that turned into like a side gig because I was like going to school. I was working as a rec leader for the city of Norwalk, so like I was trying to, you know, make a living. So
where does the creative, right? Like I think on Hustle and Soul we talk about a lot about doing things that may not be your end goal or your biggest passion, and just doing it for getting by and making that income while we kind of sometimes put our true passion or what we really want to do to the side. But where does your passion come from? It seems like you're naturally a creative person. You naturally have ideas. You have a certain vision and you have an eye for what you execute in your content, in your fashion. Yeah. You just dropped a collab.
We'll go over that a little bit.
So where does all of that creativity and passion come from? Because I think for a lot of people, it doesn't come naturally. I think I'm a creative person, but I feel like my creativity is probably different from what your creativity looks like. And I think it would be awesome for everyone to learn like what sparks that creative inside of you.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like growing up, I feel like all my family was like creative. Like I think it started off as young when I was like doing rec. It's like literally doing arts and crafts with people, with the kids and stuff like that. My whole family like are all creative. So they all, I mean, they all have their TikTok. So they,
And you have a big family too.
Yeah.
And they're funny. They are a big family. They're all funny.
A lot of people to take inspiration from. Yeah.
But even when it comes down to like family parties, like they're literally so like organized and they're like, okay, this is gonna be the party figures. This is how we're gonna decorate. So I feel like just being around them, I kind of just like ignite something with like my creativity. Yeah. But I don't know how to fully answer the question because I feel like I just like,
burning inside of him.
It's just like, and it just comes to my head, you know,
like, oh, you got it, you don't.
Literally, for example, we just dropped a new video today for 11/11 for a collection. I do social media for them. And the song, I heard it like maybe like a month ago. Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, this is a bomb song. Like, this is what I want. It's a Coastal Cowgirl collection. I was like, this is what I think of Coastal Cowgirl.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, this is my vision. I feel you guys walking in a cliff and like, kind of just like, you know, it's just like, I don't know, it just sparks. And I just kind of just like, okay, like, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but it just happens.
It goes back to the confidence. I think it's one of those things where you kind of, you feel a certain way, you feel passionate about a certain thing, or you feel like this will definitely work. So let me just put it out in the world. And if it bombs, it bombs, but you're willing to take that risk and put it out in the public. I think a lot of people sometimes shy away from that because they're scared of like how it's going to be received.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you'll get a lot of backlash for a certain thing, or like you won't be as cool or whatever it is. Yeah. But I feel like you guys just pump out content like crazy. And it's just kind of like whatever happens, happens. But I think that's the best part of creating content, is just being able to put out whatever and just moving on to the next. So I think being confident and being willing to just put yourself out there, I think has paid a lot. Cause I mean, look at the projects you're working on now, which is a perfect segue. You recently just did the wedding for I Love Sarai and Sebas. So that's a pretty huge deal. And I think sometimes you forget, I know for me at least, like I forget to sit back and be like, damn, I did that shit. Yeah, so yeah. For you, like, I think, I hope you've if sat back and be like, wow, like I really did that. I was really sought out for this project. So if you want to explain to, like, what exactly they asked you to do and how you did it and how the whole experience was.
Yeah. Let me just go a little like back. So that was my third wedding I had done.
I know. I remember you told me, we were talking and you were like, people are hiring content creators for weddings. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I kind of don't know what that means, but we're about to figure that out. Yeah.
That's so I had really my cool. first one literally the day before I left on my trip to Italy. And the girl had reached out to me because Sam from Miss Lola, she does social media, had recommended me. And she was like, oh, you know, he does amazing videos. So she was like, hey, would you be down to come do social media? I was like, oh, sure, you know, whatever. And honestly, it was so cool. And I love shooting stuff on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've done weddings as photographers. So I feel like it took off the, you know, the
pressure
yeah. of trying to capture everything perfect, because it was just like, you know, on my phone.
Yeah,
you're technically not the one putting out the polished wedding photo. So that takes off a lot of pressure, I'd assume.
Yeah.
But it's also, I would be a little like not sure what the fuck I'm doing, because there's no playbook for this. There's no person to look up to.
But it seems to be kind of like a new trend. Like, yeah. I would say like this has just recently started, maybe like the past, like that I've seen it on TikTok, maybe like the past couple of months. Yeah. And it's kind of cool because it's like, because of social media, you have a new type of job opportunity that didn't exist back then. But you're also kind of getting to write like that job description, like what that is, what they do, what they entail, what the content is looking like. So I think that's really cool, because like I'm sure you probably recycle some of the trends on TikTok, but then you also like create your own. So that's really cool.
You're technically setting the standard for what this job description is going to be in the future. Like we joke about what it is right now, but it's really going to be a profession. It's going to be the photographer, videographer. You also need somebody for social.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's a new role now.
It's a new role. Yeah. Cause I mean, it is something, when I looked it up on TikTok, it was a lot more like Southern like states that were doing it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, cool. It's like a thing. So I did hers. And then from her, like her putting her stuff and me reposting it, Laura Morello, Laura's mm-hmm. Boutique, hired me for hers.
Oh, that's right.
So I did her wedding before Karen's.
First off, how was that wedding?
Because I was half a guest.
I was going to say, how much were you on the clock and how much were you a guest?
So I helped her with content like the first half, and then I was a plus one for my friend who is friends with her. And dude, I got so fucked up. So it was so fun. It was just like shots on shots and shots.
But I think that's where you get the best content, because you get the POV of the person actually enjoying the party, and it's like sometimes some creativity sparks that way.
No, yeah. So, and then that's where I actually put myself out there. I mean, I know Karen through Erica, so I had seen her, and we were just talking about wedding, and I kind of just pitched myself. I'm like, hey, if you haven't found anyone, like, you know me, you've worked with me.
Slide my car right here.
So I was like, you know, just like, why wouldn't you want someone that that you know and feel comfortable with? Mm-hmm. So the next day she texted me and she was like, oh, it was so nice talking to you. Like, send me a proposal. I was like, hell yeah, girl. I'm like, there. I fucking emailed her. I whipped something up. She's like, okay, here. And I was like, what, do you want me to send a deposit? I was like, sure. And then like, it just happened.
You went in with zero expectations and ended up landing a gig.
Confidence.
Little bulb. Bing.
And you know what? I like somewhat like manifested it, because my cousins were going to Vegas that week. And I was like, no. I was like, I really want to do the wedding. I was like, I'm going to just put it out there.
So I'm not going to go to Vegas with you guys.
Vegas with you guys.
I'm gonna leave my schedule open.
She does, you know, want to hire me. And it ended up happening, and honestly it was amazing. She definitely wanted to do more aesthetic videos, which I love aesthetic videos, rather than like really doing TikTok trends. Mm-hmm. She kind of wanted to stay away from TikTok trends. But literally there was like, the work was so easy because it was so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Literally, like, beautiful. Every corner, the freaking ceremony, the freaking
there's no bad
reception,
angle.
There was no bad angle. Yeah. Yeah. And then Karen, I mean, she's beautiful, you know, and, like, they all, like, it helps when, like, your models are, like, know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it was just cool, like, being there and just, like, you know, the environment. And then she's like, oh, party after. So after, like, the first dance and all the speeches, we got to party.
So what was that like as the professional and as the guest? That I'm sure a ton of people want to know what the fuck that wedding was like.
No, I mean,
I'm sure you see it all online.
Was freaking out because nobody was posting, I guess, because there was no reception.
No, there was no reception up there.
That's good.
Literally
That's good.
Not like one. So I feel like everyone was like definitely in the moment. I feel like there wasn't really anyone on their phone. And we're like, if they did snap stuff, they'd like post it the next day.
Yeah.
So it was just cool to experience, like, you know, working and then obviously being able to like party, hang out. And then they all know how to party. So
yeah.
It's just like fun.
And how does it feel to know that you captured content for probably the biggest wedding ever.
Of the year. Probably.
Of the year.
You know what? It's like crazy because, I mean, I grew up watching, you know, like Karen and Desi and like mm-hmm. Shayla, like the main core, like YouTube. So just being able to like reflect on like, oh, shit, you know, like me and my cousins used to watch her YouTube videos at home. And yeah. like being able to like be there and capture this like special moment for her was definitely like, oh shit, like I did that.
Did you create like a mood board for that? Did you share that what was that like, the creative process? Because I know now it's yeah. not just you being the creative, like Berto the creative, now it's like you have to be the professional.
Yeah.
How hands-on was, would you say, Karen and Sebas in the process? And how much of that was, do you think you got freedom to do whatever you wanted?
I think it was a lot more freedom. We had one meeting and we had lunch and we were just, she was just showing me kind of like, oh, this is what I want. And I'm telling you, it was like a lot of like aesthetic. She's like, I trust you. She's like, I feel like you know what I like. So it was kind of just more me on my own, kind of just capturing what I wanted to, you know? Mm-hmm. But like I said, literally it was just like, you know, the aesthetic shots of like them walking or, you know, yeah. them like.
If you look at their timeline right now, currently it's all shit you shot, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, most of the videos. And then I took Lauren as my assistant. So shout out to Lauren.
Lauren. Shout out Lauren, yes.
So it was fun. So obviously it was like cool that I had someone there that I was able to like, you know, collaborate. And she honestly yeah. Lauren is queen of aesthetic too, so
she is she definitely
it
is.
Was just cool, but definitely I had like more of the freedom to capture what I, you know, which thought is, would which be
dope
good.
As a creative, I think it's dope to be able to do yeah. do you yeah. especially she, like I said, this role where yeah. there's no rules,
you know. What yeah. she did provide were sounds, like there are sounds that she wanted, okay. like that one specific. With the little girl, it's like, oh, I yeah. don't know who I'm gonna Aww. marry, that was her sound,
okay.
And yeah. I was like, I took my little camcorder just to kind of get that vibe. Yeah. So I was like, okay, that fits perfect. And when I sent her that video, she literally sent me a picture of her like crying. She's like, Berto,
oh,
like,
so God. That's another thing that's not skip past is obviously you have some video editing software that you can probably share some tips and tricks, but you also take a physical camcorder. Like, it's not a filter. Yeah, yeah. It's not like a fake. You actually shoot from the camcorder.
My Sony, yeah.
So what do you feel you get out of that? Or why do you choose to do that versus using like a filter digital?
I mean,
afterwards.
There's so many good filters, and like, I love the Tezza app, and the Tezza app could do the whole vintage-y, but I feel like there's nothing like
the OG,
better than the OG, yeah. and like, it's just like, you could tell the difference, yeah. you know? It's like, obviously, it's not like, you could tell that it's like, you put it as a filter on After Effects or whatever,
yeah.
but I think just actually getting the camcorder feel and just being there, I feel like kind of gives it a different vibe, and my camcorder shoots like 1080, it's like, you know,
good enough
you know, yeah. and it's like good quality, but you could still tell that it has like that vintagey feel that I feel like it's really in right now,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. sure. I mean, you mentioned Tezza, is there any of the apps that you recommend?
Yeah. I mean, people are gonna think I'm crazy, but literally I have not edited on my Mac in forever. Like, I either have my iPad.
I don't know how everybody does that. Me and Arlene were having a conversation about this.
He does like Photoshop, and he like, I feel like sometimes takes everything so serious.
No, I have Photoshop, but I do it on my iPad.
But it takes forever, and sometimes I'm just like, bro, like.
So look, so with me personally, all the stuff that I make for Sworn Was, it's all through Premiere, Adobe Premiere.
Yeah.
I feel like CapCut is too like simplified that it's hard to do simple things. Like, if it's like using
That's
keyframes.
True. I can't add, like, I was trying to cue the audio for my, like, a little yeah. reel that I posted to, like, after a specific point on my video, and I was trying to do it on CapCut, and I was like, Barry, where's the audio?
I don't know if that's me being an old head or like not understanding what's new.
I could
new.
Not figure it out. So we literally had, what did we do? We like screen recorded on Spotify. I put the song that I wanted, and then we cut it. Well, he did it because I gave up. And then we uploaded it to CapCut, and then put it in that spot. But I was like, there has to be an easier way. Like, I could do it.
Yeah, with me and a computer, it'd be way easier. But what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so you know what? If it's like a big job, like if I did a wedding and I shot it, obviously yes, I'm gonna shoot, I'm gonna edit on like Adobe Lightroom, stuff like that. But if it's just like small little gigs that I'm just gonna be, you know, touching up stuff, then I just do my iPad or my phone, because I mean most of the stuff I record on my video, on my like videos, are on my phone
for sure.
And I tell my clients, like, I'm like, I don't shoot with my camera. Like, it's rarely like if I shoot with my Canon or, you know, I have a Sony. I was like, but all like my content videos are with iPhone.
Honestly, it's a better look, I feel like. Even with us, like when I shoot with my iPhone, like most of the stuff with the hats are all like POV with the iPhone. Yeah. And that, I think, feels and looks more real and raw, and people gravitate towards that versus the super polished, cinematic, grainy. Yeah. Like,
those days are over.
I think those days might be. Are they over, Berto? You're the professional here.
I mean, I don't ever do, you know, this big old cinematic. So yeah. I mean, Karen's videographer was amazing. Like, I literally had seen him on TikTok.
But that's different because it's a wedding, and that's
you expect
like,
that. Yeah, you expect that. Time and place for that.
But I feel like content-wise, social media, like no, I feel like iPhone is like good enough.
So don't go buy the new Sony. Don't go buy the new Canon.
I mean, unless you want it and you want to spend money, then like go for it. You know. But I feel like our iPhones do well. A good job.
I've always said the best camera you can own. No, the best camera you can use is the one you own. Whether it be an iPhone, whether it be your camcorder, whether it be old digital, like.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot has to do with lighting. A lot has to do with like composition, how, you know, people set up or, you know, like where you're at. So I feel like whatever camera you get,
doesn't matter.
It's like, it doesn't matter. As long as you know how you're going to, you know,
if you have the eye for it
and you have the eye for it, then you're good. You know,
the more you plan ahead, the easier the content becomes.
Speaking of planning, that's what I wanted to ask. So I have this thing on Hustle and Soul. We always talk about like people think you're just lucky because like things just fall into place for you.
It looks like things
fall into place. Yeah, it looks like things fall into place for you. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. There's a lot of prep. There's a lot of planning. And I feel like people might think or might assume like, oh, he just shows up to the wedding and shoots content and it's easy and he knows Karen and he knows Laura and blah, 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 blah. But talk about the work that goes behind that. Like, talk about the real rawness. Like, I know you said I was relieved I wasn't the main photographer because I didn't feel a lot of pressure, but I'm sure shooting content for a big content creator, there still has to be some type of pressure, some type of prep or planning that you do behind. So I would love to know how you go and what about that.
Yeah, at least for like wedding planning, I kind of just have an idea of like, oh, I save either like the inspo that I have from Instagram or TikTok and kind of just go off of it if I'm going to use, if we're going to do TikTok sounds. But other than that, like, I literally went in with no fucking plan, if I'm being completely honest.
If Karen's watching, this is not, this is just kidding.
But it's because Karen literally just said, like, you know, just I just want aesthetic, you know. She's shown me enough info that she, I'm like, I get it, you know, it's like panning.
But that's what I was going to say. I feel like that also, you didn't need a plan because you've probably planned for so long that you've already know enough. What's up.
I mean, I mean, my creativity in this is like, okay, I do a still shot, I do a panning, so I have stuff to cut, you know? It's like, okay, let me do a zoom in.
You have a strategy.
I have a strategy. I mean, I guess that, I guess it comes like second nature to me because I'm like, I don't.
To you, but not to everybody.
I mean, I guess if.
You've put
in
the hours.
Explaining it, it's that, you know, if I'm going to, let's say I'm going to shoot you guys, I'm going to do like a still shot, I'm going to do a zoom in, you know, pan, I'm going to, you know, do different angles that I could use, you know? But I mean, I don't, it's weird because it's just like a second nature. So I feel like you telling me, I'm like, I didn't prep. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah, you know? You didn't only just shoot I Love Sarai's wedding. You do more, right?
Yeah, you just did the wedding first, Karen, Sebas. You do all the stuff for 11-11. You also just shot a campaign for Desi, am I correct?
Yes, I did social and like BTS for Desi.
Desi Perkins, in case you don't know. So what was that like? How did you get that? And what was that experience like?
Yeah, so a little backstory. So when I was working at Sony, 2019 up until the pandemic, I did marketing operations there. So I was working at Sony Electronics and I did events and we had new cameras and new lenses coming out. And like I told you, I was a fan of all the YouTube fans, or I mean the YouTube creators.
Yeah.
So I had reached out to Steven because I knew that that's how he shot on Sony. And I was like, hey, like we're having an event at Sony, if you want to come and stop by and kind of show him the new cameras.
Yeah.
And he ended up coming. I met him, gave him a tour, and we followed each other since then. So we were kind of just like,
you knew each other from before.
And then for the first, actually fun fact, for the first Desi campaign that they ever did, they shot, they needed cameras. So he texted me. He was like, hey, like I need some Sony cameras and some lenses. So I loaned him the stuff. He's like, oh, you're a lifesaver.
How was that? Like, I mean, were you like, did you have pull at Sony like that?
Yeah, or
did
so
you
like at Sony, I worked like the loaner program. It was like the loaner program. So I pretty much like every department, like influencing or, you know, PR, if they needed like a photographer or someone wanted to try out Sony, I would like put in the request. Okay, you're going
to
have it.
So there's a department for that to gift out.
Yeah, it's called like the loaner program.
Get the fuck out of here. Hold on.
And like all the artisans and all that.
I'm the marketing director.
I'm going to have Soren West reach out to Sony real quick.
Sony actually flew me out to, I don't know football, but it was like a college, like one of those like bowls, like nacho bowl. I don't fucking know what they're called.
Nacho bowl. Okay, let's go with that.
Whatever. And I had to go and like photographers would come.
Pro bowl for the NFL.
And I was there like kind of loaning up the cameras that day. Kind of just like, oh, you know.
That's pretty crazy. And like you were that guy. Like you were the plug. You were the guy who people wanted to reach out to, and that worked out
Yeah.
Pretty good for you.
Came a long way.
Yeah. So we were just Instagram friends. He sent me a few glasses before, but it actually was my birthday week. And that Monday I got a random DM from him. And then he was like, oh, like we're having a shoot on Wednesday. Like, are you free? And I had a shoot that day, and I literally called my client. I'm like, girl, I'm like, this is like my biggest fucking thing.
This is what I've been working up.
You know? What day was it that you reached out though?
On Monday.
Okay.
And it was Wednesday. So I called my client. It was a friend, and we were just going to do a shoot. I was like, hey, can we reschedule? She's like, yeah, for sure. So my call time was 9:30, and I was there for like almost 12 hours.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
It was like a full-on production, and I was just there to do, you know, TikToks and like just capture socials and like extra stuff for them to use. But I met Desi. Desi was so sweet. Everyone, her whole team. And it was like big old production. Like they had a photography team. They had a video team. And it was just fun.
That's crazy. Again, it goes back to like there's no real role to categorize this in. But it is a big role. If you think about it, you're the only person handling this BTS social stuff. And I think a lot of times the BTS ends up becoming as big as the campaign.
Yeah. So it was just cool. And I mean, I literally was just like taking pictures, videos and stuff, everything, you know? And once again, I was doing it on my phone and then I took my camcorder just to kind of get a different vibe. But it was just definitely like,
You get that feeling like I made it?
For sure. I mean, not even that I made it, but I literally, if anyone knows me, shit. I love, you know, like my Desi glasses. Yeah. So it was just definitely like, oh shit, like a pat on the shoulder. Like I just did that, you know?
You did talk about manifesting a little bit with the Karen wedding, the Desi stuff. Is there any other events, people that you want to work with in the future that you can?
Oh yeah, manifest that shit.
You know what?
Put it out now.
Like, I've done it all.
No, not even like that. Who asked me this? I feel like my cousin asked me. I was just like, I don't know what I want next. You know what? I feel like
lately. I told you that we were at.
Oh, you know, it was you.
I was like, this is only the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. So you're scratching the surface.
Yeah, if you're already here, like just imagine next year and then the 3 years and 5 years.
Like, Bro, you're like 21. Fuck. Come on.
Yeah, I just turned 21, guys.
Exactly.
But you know what? I love social media. And I mean, I don't know if you guys follow. It's like, I don't know what his name is, but it's like, I think it's called like Guy with the Video Camera. And he literally does social media, but for like movies.
Oh. Okay.
And he literally is just like on set with the actors and stuff like that. Have you guys seen their stuff? No, he has like curly hair. And then Barbie, their TikTok has been popping up on my thing, and it's just like little behind the scenes of their tour that they're doing for
epic,
you know.
Epic.
So I feel like maybe like tap into, you know, back into the industry, because I did go to school for film and TV, so maybe kind of work my way into like doing social media for like the film industry, you know, because
that's.
Hi.
It's just fucking, you know, I mean, Arlene works at Stars currently, so yeah. No, but that's, to me, it just hit, like, it's crazy how something like a passion, just posting TikToks, can lead you to a career of working in film, working for these big productions, these big brands, these big companies, and like little by little, you're definitely been getting there, showing that the proof in the pudding, basically.
And one thing I want to go back to is, we've talked about this before, so that's how I know, but you've done little things to also get you here. Like, I remember you told me one time you just posted like a Summer Fridays video, but then that led to something, right?
Yeah,
like
you
posting Desi glasses and having that bomb content and knowing Steven and having worked in Sony led to something. Like, talk about like little things you've done here and there that have also led you to all these other opportunities that so happen to just be the brands that you love.
Obviously during the pandemic, that's when I started like my love for social media. And I mean, I love skincare. I love Summer Fridays. I love Way. So I literally would just always just post content for them. And then they would like comment on it. And I don't think whenever anyone comment on it, I was like, oh, you know, like cool, you know, it. Like epic. But yeah, I have just me posting and me being consistent of like showing the products I love. They've like Way has sent me stuff, like kind of like PR. Yeah. Like, oh, you know, I'm over here, I have 1,000 followers, I'm getting stuff.
So that's a thing to note to the people watching and listening, is like, you don't necessarily need to have hundreds of thousands of followers to be on somebody's PR list. If you create good enough content, people will send out products.
So
don't get discouraged if you guys are just starting social media, but if you guys have an eye for it and act for it, don't not do it.
No, literally. So it's like, and that's one thing that I'm always like, ah, should I post this? Are people going to think I'm trying too hard? I'm like, who gives a fuck? Like, if I want to post
confidence.
I don't think I have that much confidence, but obviously you guys see someone like, you know, like see me differently. So I'm just like, but honestly, at the end of the day, I'm like, let me just post what I want to post. And I mean, people are going to judge regardless, you know? I mean,
you got to where you got to at this point. Like I said, you're scratching
the
surface.
Who cares what anybody said?
You have more to say than them, clearly. Outside of social media, you also had a collab with Casablanca.
He's a busy, busy
boy. So you're just tapping on every single surface you can. So Casablanca, if you guys don't know, creates jewelry, custom jewelry. Roberto, did you collab? You want to explain that process or how that came about?
Yes. Yeah, so Priscilla does. She's one of the co-founders of Casablanca. Does my nails. Don't look at them now. They're matching. It's actually going to be 2 years since I've known her. Yeah. And I remember the day vividly. It was like maybe like 4 months ago. She was just doing my nails. And she was like, would you ever want to do a collab with us? And I was like, sure. Like, I'm like, I don't have that many fucking followers, but I'm down to fucking create stuff. She's like, okay. She's like, start making a mood board. So I was like, all right. So I literally went on Pinterest and I was like, it was going to be during the summer. I was like, okay, let me see what to do. And I just kind of just like pinned a bunch of stuff, a bunch of color. Like I just wanted a bunch of color. I had a meeting with them and they were like, okay, like this is what I showed them. And they're like, do you want to do nude? And I was like, oh, like I'm open to nude, but I really want to do color. And so we had a meeting and they literally just had like 30 necklaces and 30 like bracelets and rings. Like, okay, this is what we have out. Like pick what you want. And I just fell in love with all 8 of them. And I was like, oh, I love the rings. I love the necklaces. I mean, the bracelets, but I'm like, I feel like I can't pick from these stacks. I was like, are you guys down to do both of them? And they're like, yeah, we're down. So that's when we created the neutral one and we created the color one. And it was just cool because they were like, there was like little things. I was like, no, I don't like how this looks. Let's change it. Yeah. And they're so good at, you know, getting the vision. There's like so many good ones that they're still going to come out with, but I'm like, fortunately not with my name. But it was just a cool experience because obviously I don't consider myself an influencer, you know, but being able to
on the road though. I think you're an influencer.
I mean, how did that overall experience go? How did the release go? Did you exceed expectations? Was it a little bit less? Or what? Truthfully, how did you think it went?
So obviously, I work with small businesses, but they were like asking, like, okay, how much do you want to put out? And I'm like, I don't know, like 10. They're like 10.
Dude,
I'm like,
I
don't know what the fuck I can sell.
It's true. No, it's true.
But
same way. I don't even know. Like,
but you guys have a small business, so you guys know how it works. I'm like, I don't know how it works. Yeah. You know?
No, even then, it's hard. Because even then I think you kind of have to gauge your audience and then gauge what you think what they will like. So it's a whole thing. And then I'm sure when it's a collab, it's like you have an idea of like what you think you can pull. They have an idea of what they think they can pull.
And
like,
having multiple different stacks and variations.
But yeah, it did good. We actually sold out within like 5 hours they were able to like
Lifeflex.
It didn't officially sold out because as they were selling out, they just increased the amount. So they increased it for all of them. And then at 8, they're like, okay, we're going to close it out. Cause it's like, we went over what we had said.
And the crazy thing and cool thing about the, necklaces that they're all custom made, right? They're handmade. Yes. So you can customize.
A bunch of them are like hand beaded, the ones that you guys are wearing. So literally I felt bad the whole week. They were sending me fucking videos of their ass
all blistered up,
making freaking, the bracelets. But yeah, so I've made connections, so I had a well-rounded PR list. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you know.
Everybody's posting that shit. Yeah.
So,
and they're still posting it. You still have like a bunch of people.
I mean, I'm crazy. It's crazy to see how successful it went. Yeah. Like, I didn't think, you know, I thought it was gonna be like a cool little, like fun.
You're an influencer, bro.
Gig. And they were like, why don't you tell us you could sell? I'm like, girl, I didn't know I could fucking sell. Like,
round two?
So, they did restock it. They restocked it on Sunday. They ended up calling some vendors, like, hey, can we get more of the beads? Yeah. So they ended up restocking it, and now they just have it open because the influencers have been like, have been posting it. So it was just cool. And they sent me like updates, and it's just crazy, like, the power that people have, like, when
the power that you brought, honestly, no, like, real shit, like the power that you brought of being Berto, creating your brand, creating your aesthetic, people have gravitated towards it. And it's like, it's not just on your social media stuff now, it's like literally a physical, tangible product. You were able to sell that. So I think you need to give yourself a pat on the back and like realize, like, oh shit, like, I have something, so I'm doing something, I've created something, I've built something on my own. And like, bro, congrats.
Thank you.
I also know that you have a special name or a special meaning behind them. You don't have to name them all, but do you want to tell us a little bit about what inspired it? Which I think also connects to like you talking about your family back at the top and kind of like where your creativity and like all of your passion and vision comes from.
So I'm not wearing any of them, but two from the neutral stack, the top one and the cross. So the top one is named Elia, named after my Nina. So my cousin Valeria, who followed me, she's more like my sister. That's like my second mom. So I named it after her because I love her. And then the cross is named after my mom. She passed away from cancer in 2008. So I wanted to name it after her because I thought it was like beautiful. So it was called Nena. Aww. And then the ones I'm wearing are actually, one is called the Becky and the other one is called Frukis. So Fruckies is what, so me and Valeria, little fun fact, I don't know if I've told you guys before, but we're cousins on both sides.
Yeah. It's kind of like a complicated story.
Yeah, I feel like you have to explain this every single time you bring it up, because it's kind of like, what?
I will explain it and you'll have to do a diagram drawing.
Really? Really? We did.
But pretty much my cousin Valeria, so my mom and their dad are brother and sister. And then my mom and their dad are brother and sister.
Yeah. Okay, put up the charts and try to do the little diagram.
So pretty much like Garcia siblings marry Escobedo siblings.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the cousins on both sides. Our genes are literally like, we all look alike.
Yeah.
They're more like my sisters. We live 4 blocks away from each other.
It's crazy.
So one of them is called Fruckies because we're cousins and we're friends. So together it's called Fruckies. And then another one's called Becky because me and my cousin Ceci, they call us the Beckys. I honestly don't know where it originated from, but... it just got stuck to us. But yeah, a lot of them have like special meanings. So I'm like, oh, it's my first collab. Like, let me, actually put thought and meaning to it.
Is there any other projects coming up that we should know about? Or anything? I mean, you just did jewelry, obviously. You do a ton of social media stuff.
You know what? I've been working with Let's Do Makeup too with Onset. So that's cool too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She has hired me twice. So I love when like I get hired back. So I'm like, okay, I did a good job, right? You know?
Yeah.
Actually, I did get reached out by Stephen Perkins again.
There you go.
Kind of want to see if I'm interested in doing more content.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm pretty sure those are going to be recurring projects every time they have something new, a new photo shoot, a new launch, a new drop. Like, that's super, super
It's going to be mandatory now. Now you need your photographer, your videographer, and now you need your BTS.
You're going to be like on production roll call. Like, real you know, shit. Yeah, right. Like when they shoot season two of like a show, it's like Berto's.
Well, no, dead ass. Like, for when I, Jezzy, like, it was a full on production, like it literally was like a roll call
and that's
like,
what okay, I'm
this is the models are gonna come right this time. It was like so organized. But honestly, as of right now, I don't really have any like projects that are like coming up. But definitely want to create obviously my own like business. So maybe just do more like a media company. So I could like, you know, people could hire me to do content or even run their Instagrams. Actually, I've been running Jeffrey Palms. So Erica's baby daddy, fiance, and Jean has a weed company.
Espresso
and
Martini running. Master.
let me get this right. Hold on. You have Desi Perkins' accessories. You have the wedding stuff.
Yeah.
You have the 11-11 fashion.
Shop Small Soiree.
Shop Small Soiree.
Actually, we haven't even talked about that
I love
Michi
Lada's behind her here. You guys have mind them at Costco. My family. I do content for them too.
So my point being is you are... touching every everywhere. Single avenue you can think of. No, food, literally. Apparel, weed.
Like. And that's what the one I'm like, oh, I'm still trying to struggle because I'm like, I smoke, but I'm like, it's not like, you know, on a regular basis. So I'm like trying to create content. I'm like, I don't know how to freaking do this, but I'm just learning on the way.
But your resume is insane. So like if any brand, any person reaches out, it's like you've touched every avenue. So you kind of have a hand in everything. So you can
expertise.
You can kind of give people direction and there's value in that. So
yeah,
it's awesome.
That's crazy that you've been doing that much and like you're open to all that.
Yeah. Like, do you ever, I don't know. I feel like it's giving creative director, but like super. Big time, right? Like,
Well, I feel like I pretty much am a creative director for 11-11. I do freaking everything for there. Like when it comes to shoots, it's like I'm the stylist.
Tell us about that. I mean, 11-11 also has a big following. Yes. They're huge. A lot of the girls that shop at 11-11 have been following Erica for probably years from the Gypsy Queen days to this new rebrand. But tell us a little bit about that. Because I know you have all these different projects, but I'm sure all of these different projects are probably different in some type of way, shape, or form. Like glasses, the way you shoot them is probably a little bit different from what you would do for the athleisure and what you would do for the weed that you're trying to figure out. So tell us a little bit about that. And maybe like, I'm sure everybody's interested in your connection to Erica too, because you're kind of like,
you can start there. How'd you guys connect and how'd that relationship start?
So Erica, my first time meeting her was in 2020. My best friend was getting married and we went to the store before we left for the bachelor weekend. Because she wanted to buy a white dress and Erica was working the stand.
Oh.
And she actually, I remember this memory because she like complimented my shoes. She's like, oh, I love your shoes. I was like, oh, thank you.
And shoes
I was like,
were you wearing?
I was wearing Adidas Young 96. They don't make them anymore. They're my favorite
vintage.
Ones. No, I don't even have them anymore. But I had met her there and I knew of her and I knew of Gypsy Queen, but it was kind of just like
social
media
and all that, right? Because did they have a big presence at the time? Or
You know what? I had a friend that would always like tag them in their clothes. So that's how I kind of like knew them from. So I ended up following both of them and then Erica followed me back and we were kind of just like Instagram friends all of 2020. And then she created the Shop Small and I would go, you know, because I was good friends with Marlene Flowers. When during the pandemic, I would always shoot their flowers for them. Yeah. And they started off at the Shops Malls. I would go support. And I met a lot of my friendships through the Shops Malls, Lauren, Crafty. Yeah. Actually, I've done a lot of stuff with Crafty. Crafty, I shoot most of her stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Erica, I told Erica, like, hey, like, if you ever need help, just like let me know. And she needed help with a reel. She's like, hey, can you come shoot this story for us? And I was like, yeah. Oh, sure. So I went, I shot it, and she's like, oh, can you come back next week and like help us? And I was like, sure. And I was like, all right. And then she's like, oh, do you know anyone who wants to, you know, work at the store? And my cousin Valeria had just freshly graduated from college. Oh, I was like, oh, my cousin.
Yeah.
And so that's how we both started. And then the end is history. I definitely owe Erica a lot because she did open up so many doors for me and all the connections that I have through people, you know, Nessa, Karen, I've met through her.
Yeah.
So I'm forever grateful for her.
Yeah. That goes back to the confidence, personable energy you have. And it's, you know, that you like the way you kind of explain that, you know, you come back to the other store, you're just that friend that never went away. It just became a bigger and better bond.
Pretty much. And then now I'm her COO.
There you go.
Let's not brush over that. I pretty much run the Instagram, and then anything creative that has to do with the store, I help. And then the Shops Not Sorry, I'm the lead coordinator. So I'm the one emailing you guys about pain.
Yeah.
I'm the one. And I have help from Natalia. Shout out to Natalia. I love you.
Yeah.
Who helps me. She's the events assistant. But it's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
We have like 300 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say that you wear multiple hats because
For sure.
Even though you do content, like you're still willing to do XYZ. I've gone out with you. I know you're willing to do a lot more than you should be doing. You know what I mean? But I think that also goes back to you as a person and you being so hands on. And like you said, I love being in control.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you can see that in you. Like even before we like met you more on a personal level, you were always the one running the show, like giving direction. And you kind of just see that, like, that's Birdo. Like,
and I remember the first times that I remember checking you guys in, and like I loved one of the shirts you guys made. It was like the Verano and that was like when I first like noticed you guys. And then we obviously the first time I actually like we had conversation when we shot Crafty. That was like my first time like actually talking to you in the car.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we went to No Jealousy and that's when our bond was
a friendship was created. That's a story for another day.
But it's crazy how Shops Mall, you know, you just get connected to these people and like everyone's so sweet, everyone's so giving. Yeah. So that's why I love it, you know.
We say that a lot of times, is like you create such great friendships and bonds with all these people because they're everybody has the same goal, same mentality. Like everybody wants to see each other win. There's no jealousy, there's no hate or competition. It's everybody's just thriving in their own lane, and it's genuine love. And that's something that's like, shout out to Erica for creating that, because that's I would have never experienced that. I don't think you would have ever experienced that had that not be a thing in our community.
Like,
where do you get your inspo? Because I know you don't only shoot for 11-11. I know we're going to Puerto Vallarta.
He does fucking everything.
Yeah, like we're going to Puerto Vallarta. So he's like, we need to start planning all of our outfits. So I know that Pinterest. When you travel. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that. How do you go about
Pinterest,
doing
Pinterest
is
my best friend. I literally just put keywords of what I want. And it's like, okay, you know, menswear or, you know.
Yeah.
Outwear, I don't know, whatever it is, like if it's like, let's just say like denim, you know, or like cute denim, or like just like stuff like that. And then it's kind of just like you go from one little pin to the next one, and it's like, and you have your whole board.
Yeah, your whole
but literally collection. Pinterest is like lifesaver. I can show you guys all my stuff.
I'm on Pinterest for sworn. Like there's tons of things there.
I have my nail stuff, I have outfits.
I know. I started doing that too. I have nails, outfits, like soulful.
And it's just so cool because you get to organize it, you know, depending on what the, you know, board is about.
Yeah.
So obviously, you manage a fuck ton of shit. How do you deal with like the stress of it all? Because I'm sure there's a ton of anxiety. I struggle with fucking sworn and soulful.
Barry has anxiety. He has
all of us
a lot of anxiety. And then adding soul to the mix is just like a disaster. But
I'm curious how other people cope with that. How you cope with it? What's your
outlet?
Yeah. How do you express that extra?
You know what? I rarely like. I only get stressed when I actually procrastinate and like everyone's like, hey, like when can we get this or when can we get that? And I'm like, oh shit, I didn't.
Do you feel like you work better under pressure?
Low key sometimes. I feel like my hardest thing is always just finding sounds. That's like my worst like thing that like really stresses me out whenever like I'm doing videos for like even like Anse or stuff like that. Cause most of these brands like give me, you know, they give me like artistic direction that they want, But like I choose the sounds, I edit the way. Yeah. Freedom. I have a lot of freedom, and sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, I wish they provided the songs sounds, because I don't know about you guys, but literally like finding sounds is probably the hardest thing for me.
Yeah, I have like moments where I just scroll on Instagram.
And that's what I do like, half the time, and I'm like, these are all the same fucking dumb sounds. Yeah. And I'm like,
I think because your algorithm feeds you the same shit you like, so it's
you kind of. And you know what's crazy? And I'm like in the car, I'm like, ooh, this would be a good part, and then I fucking forget. You forget.
But kind of going back to my question. How do you?
No, I didn't answer. I'm sorry.
No, no, no. You answered a part of it, but how do you reset, recharge? Let's say like no work. What's your outlet? What like is it like going to a coffee shop, getting matcha or coffee? Like what's your like zen
facials,
moment?
Facials, massages.
Yeah,
facials. You know what? Sleeping in, like fucking just sleeping in and just like being a couch potato. But honestly, like.
I feel like even then you probably get an itch to do something, right?
Yeah. I mean, literally yesterday I was like, I was watching TV and I was still editing. Like, I don't know.
You just can't unplug. I mean, like,
what is my escape? I don't know.
I think you get used to it in a really, really weird way. Like today I had off and I was like, I'm going to go get a massage. Like I'm going to like.
Did none of those things.
Yeah. I didn't. I worked out and I like still did some Sofocut stuff. And then I felt like I like had to check my laptop, but it's like, sis, you have the day off. Like just chill. And I couldn't. It was weird.
Honestly, it just becomes like. Part a habit of, and like even when we're going out, like when we're at freaking Bell's, I'm like, let me check my emails. Did anyone email me?
I have that bad habit of like
he does too, like 2 a.m. I'm like,
I don't know why, like my emails are just such a thing. Like I go there before Instagram, Twitter, anything is my emails. It's really fucking weird.
You do mostly for my Amazon packages, but
with Amazon, let's go with that. Actually, what are some because I know you put a lot of people on the little Instagram light. are like your top 2-3 Amazon tools you just have to have in your bag?
So I always have a tripod with me. I have like a little small one. They're very compact. It's on my Amazon storefront.
We'll plug that in right here in the description.
But that, I always have that in my bag, and I always have a light, regardless if it's like the clip one or have like kind of like a little LED one, but you can never go anywhere without it.
True.
Yeah.
And lately, my digital camera. Okay. I always have the Xiaomi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do.
But those are like my tops. At least for sure, like a light and a tripod, because you never know. I try to do YouTube too. If you go back, I'm like, I have like made a few videos. I was awkward in the camera.
Yeah,
but
we did too.
Like
we
now.
Skinny. I think it's cool, you know? Like
when it's fun.
It's fun, but also I'm like a lot of work, like consistency.
Consistency, it's being vulnerable. It's being like willing to just... Because we joke about this a lot. Sometimes we watch some content creators and we're like, we just watch them do nothing for like an hour, but they got us to watch it.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes you may think you're not doing much during your day, but like a grocery run is interesting to somebody. They want to know like what you're eating. What do you feed your kid?
Yeah, literally people love dating lives. I love dating lives too.
In the lives.
So it's like.
I get caught up and then I'll just go into like a rabbit hole. Like I'll just watch everything.
And I tell her all the time, you should just record it.
I'm just so picky about the way things look. So if.
But that's the problem. You just got to let go and let God.
Okay, you know what? And you said that. I shot most of my stuff for the... I mean, Lauren was there for my collab.
Yeah.
But I literally set up my camera. I was like, okay, just snap. It's like ready.
Yeah.
But I was like, I wish they would have hired someone so I wouldn't have to deal with it. But also I'm like, no, when we're editing, I'm like, let me see which ones I look best in. Exactly. So it gave me clutch.
And
actually
that gets annoying to certain people. Like if freaks. If I like give him direction, he'd be like, no, it's... And I'm like, no, it has to look like this isn't this.
Anyway. So I think we could wrap this here. We definitely appreciate you coming by. We want to hear what are some just key ways to end this. What's some inspiring things you would tell people watching this or a younger version of yourself to
Baby Birdo?
Baby, what would you tell Baby Birdo like 10 years ago or whenever you started this interest for content?
I guess just to not like be scared to post whatever you want, you know, create that get ready with me, you know, post that photo, because I always kind of like, oh, people are gonna think I'm a wannabe like influencer or we're gonna you know, judge. But I'm like, at this point it's like, who gives a fuck? Like, you know, if you enjoy it, if you know, just do you.
Yeah, be vulnerable, because you never know where you can go.
Desi. You can go a lot of places. Let's be like, very clear.
Some like Desi work, some like I love Sarai work, some light.
But what I also love about you, just before we end it, is that you're so genuine and you're so like nice, and I feel like any other person that did all this really cool shit would not be the way Birdo is.
Yeah, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, and that makes you. And I feel that's why you keep attracting this good energy, like these good jobs, these things that happen, is because you literally put that out. And even before like when we first met you, like you were always very nice. And yes, you may yell at some people at the sorority because they're not listening, but that's their fault. For sure. But you, yeah, you were always very nice and just like a good person and very welcoming. Whereas I feel like a lot of people that make it don't remain themselves. And that sucks. Yeah. So you're not that.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
I'm all awkwardly smiling.
He's also very generous because I heard he's also going to participate in a giveaway to wrap this up.
Right. I mean, yeah.
We just whore everybody out.
What should we do? Free little 1 hour content?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? That's more than fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
You can do a long 1 hour. Let me tell you that.
Think about it. And we are in the small business community. So a lot of things that I've heard, even this just past weekend at our pop-up, is that people don't have the time for content. Yeah. People don't know where to start. People don't know how to create it, don't have the vision, don't know what to do. So this would be the perfect opportunity for yourself, whether it's your personal brand or your small business. So,
and I think it's a perfect way to kickstart your, like you said, you want to start like a creative agency. So you can kickstart that with giving them your personal, professional advice, opinions, give them that hour of content to use however they feel fit. You could obviously kind of guide them to what they think.
Yeah.
And don't underestimate the value of an hour with Birdo, because... It can take
you. We're grateful because we're already in an hour.
Yeah, this is going to cost us a pretty penny.
No, legit, honestly, like off topic, but all my content days, I don't know if you guys see me pose, but I literally have so many fucking cameras, and even at 11:11, I'm like, okay, this first. Okay, let me get a digital. Let me get my iPhone out. It's just so you have different options and like different, you know.
I wouldn't know how to organize all that.
No, sometimes that's when it gets a little hectic. And like, I yell at Valeria and Erica, and I'm like, get ready, stop.
Yes. So what do you got to do to enter this giveaway? Let us know.
Let's comment Bertleby.
Bertleby. All right, let's make sure you guys comment Bertleby in the video. Obviously, like, comment, subscribe, do all that. Make sure to follow us. We're definitely going to be, I'm not going to say we're going to be posting more often because you know how I be. But the goal is to get this video out.
Follow Berto on Instagram because he's an influencer.
Yeah. He's an influencer. He's a vibe. You definitely want to get some inspiration from his Instagram page. Make sure you follow his TikTok for all the fun behind the scenes with Berto.
Oh, my
gosh. You'll probably see Arlene and a ton of other familiar faces.
You're in one too. Drunk.
I try not to remember that.
We weren't drunk. We were like buzzed.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the day. We're supposed to just have brunch.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, thank you so much for coming by with us.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll get this up sooner than later. And stay tuned for the giveaways. And then we will insert the winners of the previous giveaways right here. So again, make sure to follow this page, like it, comment, subscribe, do all that. We'll see you guys later.
See you.